The woods, and the tulip poplar tree in particular, played an important role in many a person's path to freedom. Tulip poplars are native to the Eastern Shore and can live 300 to 400 years. Their unique qualities would have been well known and often put to good use by freedom seekers. One feature in particular is the openings or holes, which are often found at the base of the trees. Not only could an escaping slave find fresh water in the natural hollow, but some would hide supplies there when preparing to leave. Others use the holes to conceal notes or letters as a way to communicate with others, or possibly to let family know they were okay. Some were even large enough to hide or sleep in. After escaping to the north in 1857, Harry Grimes recalled this.
In the woods, I lived on nothing, you may say. I stayed in the hollow of a big poplar tree for 7 months. I suffered mighty bad with the cold and for something to eat.
Not all freedom seekers left immediately for the north. Sometimes, slaves would escape to the woods and live for weeks or months before returning to their home, voluntarily or being captured. Either way, they soon had to face whatever punishment their owner dealt out. But while being in the woods was, at least for a time, better than home, it had its own risks and dangers.
Once I got me some charcoal and made me a fire in my tree to warm me, and it liked to kill me, so I had to take the fire out. Another time, a snake come to the tree, poked its head in the hollow, and was coming in, and I took my axe and chopped him in two.
Why someone would stay in the woods, so close to capture, for such a long time is easier to understand when you know more about Harry. He had a wife, Susan, and together they had 8 children. He was once threatened with 100 lashes and to be shot for the grave crime of stealing away simply to visit her. To hear more about Harry Grimes, press the green button on your audio guide now.